Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Doesn't give you chills, you're not a human being. Oh, what an incredible race that was, the 1500 meters last night. American Cole Hocker, not thought to be a factor at all, whooped up on the big boys in one goal.
I missed it. I wish I'd have saw it. I heard an interview with him this morning where he kind of basically said he doesn't know what happened. He just went for it and for whatever reason had the energy he's never had before because of the crowd or the moment or whatever, and just ran faster than he's ever run before.
Yeah, his style was always hang back, hang back, hang back, and then kick. And he just had a little more last night.
A lot more. He beat his own record by 3 seconds, which I guess is unheard of in one race to, like, beat your previous best by 3 seconds.
And in his honor, and I make this vow solemnly, I will never mock the man bun again.
I know. I said that to my kids while the race was on. We were watching the highlight of... I hope Man Bun doesn't win before I knew it was going on.
Oh, you monster.
I know. I'm probably a bad American. I didn't even know what team he was on at the time. We just flipped it on. There's a guy with a man bun running. That probably slows him down, doesn't it?
Well, there you go. I think you learned something, didn't you?
Yeah, about
racist.
Judging books by the cover. Absolutely.
Yes.
I'll probably be a better person going forward.
We all hope so. Yes.
I saw this headline. Cole Hocker's dad appeared to yell, "What the F?" in wild celebration of son's shocking gold medal.
Oh, that's sincerity. You know what? That's beautiful. Oh, I love those stories.
But more sports coming up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Yes, seriously, the bloodiest sport in the Olympics is going to come to your TV screen in the next couple of days. I'll tell you, it's the mace. The big spiky ball on a chain from the Middle Ages. It's speed climbing. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Speed climbing, okay.
Yes, sir. Brand new event.
Cool. We watched some skateboarding last night. Really enjoyed that. Those people are young. The best skateboarders are like between 13 and 16, mostly.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
I don't know why they're at their best at that age or what, but my kids really...
Because their bones bend.
Because you can, I might just plain be because you can wreck so many times and just get back
seriously.
On.
Seriously. Yeah. They got bendy bones.
So the biggest political news story of the day, of course, yesterday was Kamala Harris naming her running mate. And we went big on the whole, the only reason she didn't pick Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania is because he's Jewish. And that was definitely the conventional wisdom, but I think everybody had to recognize last night after watching, some Tim Walz of Minnesota, the governor, just kill it in front of a giant crowd. There's other reasons you could pick him. He was really good on the stage last night. And I would assume Kamala Harris didn't even know if he was going to be that good, because you've never done that before in your life. It's a different thing. Running for governor of Minnesota is not the same as being on that stage, standing next to the person that wants to be president and running for vice president.
Well, and as I pointed out last hour, and this matters, it became clear to Kamala and her camp that he was like, you know, I'm more than happy to be the vice president. I never thought of running for president. I'll just be your rah-rah guy. I don't care. Whereas Shapiro definitely was ambivalent about being the Veep. So I get it.
Here's just a tiny bit of Tim Walz last night.
Pointing out just an observation of mine that I made. I just have to say it. You know it. You feel it. These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see. That's what you see.
And the crowd was eating it up, and he's got the look and the demeanor, and he was born in a town of 400 people in Nebraska, and he's from Minnesota now, and just a folksy. They call him coach. He was a high school football coach, blah, 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 and he comes off that way, which is probably good for balance in the ticket for California Kamala. But his actual record and ideology and background and all are way, 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 way left. And here's just a montage of some of the things he's said over the years.
Don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. Just do the damn work.
This is that catch-22. The more police are there, the more tension it is. The more tension it is, the more chance you have to get things.
Protecting and supporting access to gender-affirming health care is essential to being a welcoming and supportive state to the community.
He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory.
We saw large, peaceful protests. A society that does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it is certainly going to eventually come to the places where we're at.
I think the mayor said, I request the National Guard. Phew, this is great. We're going to have massively trained troops. No, you're going to have 19-year-olds who are cooks in some cases. And what are we going to do and how are we going to use them?
If Trump builds a wall, I'm going to invest in a 30-foot ladder company. He's pro-socialism.
And then hurl yourself down and break both legs. Have you thought about the second half of the journey there, Gunner?
He's pro-socialism. He thinks that's a good word and a good thing. He's obviously, as you heard there, all about the DEI. That's his dealio.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Those mostly peaceful protests that burnt down cities and looted stores and killed people and maimed people, that was entirely because of the lack of equity. That's why those riots broke out.
Well, and if you bring in police, it just causes more problems and more likelihood for violence. So he was a big defund the police. If you have less police, you have more calm, which is nuts in the wake of George Floyd. And Minnesota got hit harder than anywhere because that was the state where it started. Again, here's his wife talking about when their neighborhood was on fire.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
Yeah, she said it smelled like democracy and social change. She loved the smell of the burning tires out there. You're a crazy person.
Yes, you are. Coach Bader runs sprints for calling them riots, though. They are mostly peaceful protests, as he made clear. You are a nut job. I wanted to smell the burning tires because it was so important. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's scary.
Move to the Soviet Union. Oh, that's right. They're defunct now. Move to China, lady. So at the risk of piling on, because I really, really want to pile on, to quote the Wall Street Journal editorial board, Walz's progressive bona fides will please Senator Bernie Sanders and the teachers union. Governor Walz has moved Minnesota sharply to the left, increased taxes, although Minnesota already has the fifth highest top income tax rate, at almost not 10% for a single filer. He added a 1% surtax on net investment income over $1 million. It's a rare state that still levies a death tax, made an estimated 81,000 illegal immigrants eligible for driver's licenses, along with health insurance through the Minnesota Care Public Marketplace, funded the North Star Promise Program, which provides free college for students with family income under $80,000, including illegal immigrants. I could go on and on.
Does that matter at all? I don't know. Is it just a little more enthusiasm for turnout? For people who are only voting against Trump, they're not thinking about policy at all. Here's From the Wide World of News, the breakdown. MAGA says about Tim Walz, a tax-raising, illegal immigrant coddling, tree-hugging, big-spending, BLM-loving, drunk-driving, unlimited abortion-favoring, oh, yeah, we haven't even mentioned that, service-dodging Bernie Sanders clone. What does Blue America think? Coach in Carhartt will win back enough young white males to keep the White House and take the House back. So that's probably pretty accurate analysis.
If you're a low-information voter in Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, you see him, you hear him, you think, yeah, there he goes. There's a regular guy.
Yeah, sure. I was a little worried about her, but at least he's a regular guy. One of us. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know if policy matters or not anymore.
I guess we're about to find out. If only Trump could stay in his lane, but that's like wishing for, I don't know.
It's a deep poli-sci psychological question, I guess, since I'm from small-town Midwest. Hey, how do you come from a town of 400 in Nebraska, then move to rural Minnesota or whatever, and be a endless abortion, DEI, green energy, open borders? How does that happen? What makes you that way?
I don't want to get too deep into political science, but my explanation would be his brain don't work right. He thinks things that are stupid are smart. He imagines policies that will be effective because he lacks any understanding of human nature, like most progressives.
Yeah, I don't know how you come to that coming from where he came from, because that's not what I got. But anyway, I mean, I understand Democrats from the Midwest are all about farm subsidies and, you know, a variety of things like that. But no, he's like a progressive who grew up in Connecticut and went to an Ivy League school for whatever reason.
So I want to get to the bloodiest Olympic sport, but one more note. He declared Minnesota to be a trans refuge. If your crazy-ass wife or husband or partner decides your child is transgender, they can take them to Minnesota, and Minnesota will not help you even have a voice in what happens to your child.
Yeah, he signed a bill into law to make Minnesota a trans sanctuary state.
Yeah, they ought to call it the Mengele Law, in my opinion.
How horrifying is that? If your crazy spouse took your kids to Minnesota, you couldn't stop them from getting that surgery. Wow. That's horrifying.
So coming up, the bloodiest Olympic sport, and as long as we're in that realm, scientists studying human sacrifice, what they've learned is actually really interesting.
Oh, boy. Lots of stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1904 $20 gold Liberty coins have been found. These gorgeous 1904 P gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 500 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1904 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1904 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 120 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-973-3083. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-800-973-3083 now to secure your 1904 P $20 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-973-3083.
Now is a great time to to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Tao here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh my God. How about this headline? Google admits to omitting Trump assassination attempt from their search autocomplete feature. More on that later. Wow.
You know, Google, Wikipedia, I was just reading about how captured they are and how run they are by the far left organizations that finance them. More on that to come as well. So they're calling it the most gruesome 5 seconds at the Olympics. Speed climbing is a brand new sport. It's have you ever seen anybody do the indoor wall climbing thing? It's that, but for speed.
We came across it. I saw the tease of it last night on Peacock, and I thought, what? They time climbing? I guess they do.
It's a 50-foot wall, and the winners get up there in less than 5 seconds.
Wow.
But the problem is they tear their fingernails straight out of the bed constantly. They rip up their hands. They rip up their knees. It is by far the bloodiest sport. Most of them reach the finish looking like their hands have gone to battle with a cheese grater.
They can't wear gloves or something? Apparently not.
Not and get the feel, I guess. Says this number one coach of the U.S. guys and gals, you're just destroying your fingers and knees all the time. It's pretty gruesome.
Wow, okay. That'll be good in HD.
Nothing counts so much as blood.
Yeah, and I guess they use a lot of super glue to try to glue their fingernails to their fingers so they don't get torn out like they're being tortured or something.
Ew.
And then they split their fingers, and says this strength and conditioning coach, all you have to do is miss the finger hole by a millimeter or two. Then you might just undo all your work and pull out the super glue and put your fingers back together.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like fun.
Have either one of you ever ripped a fingernail off?
I have not.
Oh. Uh-oh. There is no pain like that.
You know, I never thought about it before, but I could believe it because we've all had that little, you get that little skin thing on the side of your fingernail or something like that, and it's amazing how painful that can be. Just a tiny little thing.
Oh, yeah, or if you catch it or what have you. Yeah.
So, yeah, ripping your whole fingernail off, I'll bet that is unpleasant. You know, this doesn't happen in my sport, rhythm gymnastics. No blood. No blood ever.
Well, at least it shouldn't. So I came across this and thought it was so interesting how science is helping us understand human sacrifice. Ancient DNA reveals mysteries surrounding the once widespread practice, and it was widespread. Oh, you know what? That's right. I meant to look this up. Hang on. You'll thank me for it.
Will I?
Let's see. Yes, here we go.
Hey, I think the air conditioner just came on. They're working on They're working on a human sacrifice in here.
Okay.
Our air conditioning comes out.
Here's your, finally, thank you, whoever did that. Death by strangulation, decapitation, exsanguination.
Which is?
Buried alive, burned on pyres, crushed by stones, thrown off cliffs. Exsanguination is being drained of your blood.
Oh. Although, that might not be as bad as it sounds. You probably pass out as opposed to some of those. I don't want to be burned.
Or crushed, or chucked off a cliff. I got the fear of heights. Anyway, I told you this would suck. Anyway, Homo sapiens in nearly every part of the world have practiced human sacrifice at some point over the last 5,000 years, often killing females in fertility rites or for burial alongside powerful males. And then they get into some of the science behind this and the they've challenged a lot of the assumptions about the identity of sacrificial victims, at least among the Maya of Central America. For instance, for 500 years or so, the Maya regularly sacrificed young boys, particularly twins or close male relatives. It has to do with their tradition that the twin heroes traveled to the underworld to avenge the killing of a great general who was a twin, blah, blah, blah. But for the ancient Maya, being sacrificed was considered a privilege. So these boys, most of whom were between the ages of 3 and 6,
oh my God,
were likely willingly given up by their families.
Can you imagine an ideology that is so powerful you kill your own little kid? And, you know, the Enlightenment should get more credit for coming along and putting an end to this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. According to Peter Turchin, an evolutionary scientist at the, science organization with a long name, we think of this as such a bizarre practice, something very unusual and unexplainable, but 3/4 of societies did it.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, and I'm reading a biography of Mao, as in Chairman Mao right now. And it helps explain, you know, some of his ideology about how many people need to die for the greater good. I mean, if human sacrifices have always existed at the level you're just talking about, of course it would make sense that somebody could think, oh, it doesn't matter if 1 million people starve, if overall it's better.
Right, right. So the anthropologists think that ritual killings fell into one of two categories. The first is what they call the retainer sacrifice, where somebody important dies, and you go ahead and snuff a bunch of servants and consorts and even soldiers to guard them in the afterlife. You kill them all. And they talk about rulers having hundreds or thousands of people killed to throw them in the tomb with them, which is crazy. The other form was the sacrifice of captives or community members to placate, please, or ask favor of gods and ancestors.
Right, yeah. We're all familiar with that from movies or books. Is this a book or is this an article? I don't know if I need more of this.
Yeah, I don't know the Aztec. Don't even have time to get into the Aztec, but hold on to your hearts, folks. Oh, gruesome.
My God. The
terrible.
Stay with us. A lot of stuff.
Armstrong and Getty.
The doctor's office that accidentally mixed up your files has your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info. And the hotel that lost your reservation has your passport number. You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that can expose you to identity thieves. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts,
and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word hedge to 989898. That's hedge to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust right now.
Message and data rates may.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Shapiro there. I mean, he is incredibly talented. That was very much on display here. He does evoke another candidate, the last nominee you say Democrats are really excited about, Jake, in the way he talks. I mean, you can hear kind of the way he has clearly studied Barack Obama and the way Barack Obama presents in these kinds of environments.
Wow, that was because our producer Hanson said in the pre-show meeting, he said, CNN was giddy. She does sound giddy. They're so thrilled at that event, and they should be. I mean, Josh Shapiro, then Kamala, then this Tim Walz guy, they were all freaking fantastic at that, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to their crowd, I hate all the policies, but they are really, really good at that. Like, who are the Republicans that could do that? I don't know who they are. Trump's really good at it, but that, I don't know. Anyway, to Shapiro. So he didn't get chosen, but they were doing the event in his state, and they had to make it look like he's on board. He's okay with the fact that he got passed over for this Walls guy, and they wanted to all look unified and everything like that, and I think they did a good job of that. But here's a little of Josh Shapiro. Maybe probably a lot of you have never heard him before. He does sound like Barack Obama, but like this whole theme that got going with the crowd.
Donald Trump? Well, he's now got a partner with him. Y'all see that guy? Yeah. J.D. Vance, he's not exactly off to a good start. I think we can all agree on that. But I think part of the reason why he's not off to a good start is this, and it's serious. He doesn't know who he is. And he's not being honest with himself, so he can't be honest with the American people. He can't. If I hear you right, and I think I do, you're chanting, he's a weirdo. Which means, man, I love you, Philly. Which means, if you're chanting, he's a weirdo, then you heard of my good friend and our next vice president, Tim Walz.
That's some good rabble rousing.
You're damn right. That's some good rabble rousing. And if you're so you hate them so much, you can't recognize that. You're just, I don't know, you're blind to it. That is some really good rabble rousing in a crowd that's super fired up, and it is going to be tough to beat them.
My old friend Mike the Lawyer says weird as hell needs to become 2024's basket of deplorables.
Yeah, I agree.
They do need to work that hard.
I agree. I hope the Trump campaign can, and they should, do the same thing they did with Basket of Deplorables and go around saying to the middle American, saying they think you're weird.
Yeah.
I don't think you're weird.
The coastal elite think you're weird as hell. It's progressives who want porn in the schools and sex changes for children and tampons in the boys' bathroom and abortion up to the last minute of a baby's, you know, coming to term. They're the weirdos. Who's the weirdo? Come on.
They're going to force you into electric cars and all the different things that most people don't like. Yeah,
they're going to make us dependent on Iran for our gas, et cetera, et cetera.
Here's Trump's post yesterday on his Truth Social. And it's weird that, you know, he got kicked off Twitter where he was, everything he tweeted made news. He starts his own thing. And he puts out the posts, and he doesn't make news. And I'm not exactly sure why.
Same guy.
And you liked pointing out the bad things that he said, I'm talking about the mainstream media, when he was on Twitter, but you don't point out the stuff he says that you wouldn't like on Truth. Anyway, here's a post from Trump yesterday. What are the chances that crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, whose presidency was unconstitutionally stolen from him by Kamala? So that's a bit of a thing also. K-A-M-A-B-L-A. Kamala? Nobody's exactly sure what he's doing there. I thought it was a typo, but then somebody reached out to Trump people and said, what does Kamala mean? And they responded, Kamala. And the interviewer said, no, I'm trying to figure out what the reference is to. And they responded, Kamala.
And like, this is blah, blah, blah?
This is a campaign person. And then their next question was, well, can I go on the record that your response is just this? And they said, comma, blah.
Fair enough.
So, I guess, blah, blah, blah.
Well, when you pronounced it Kamabla, I thought it was, you know, she's crooked, but...
K-A-M-A-B-L-A. You think it's Kamabla?
And it's like I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
I don't know.
Stolen from him by...
And I'm not going to ask the campaign either. It's a dry hole.
Unconstitutionally stolen from him by Kamala, Barack Hussein Obama, with Hussein in all caps, crazy Nancy Pelosi, shifty Adam Schiff, crying Chuck Schumer, and others on the lunatic left, crashes the Democratic National Convention, well, this is back to his theory, that Biden will, crashes the Democratic National Convention and tries to take back the nomination, beginning with challenging me to another debate, in all caps. He feels that he made a historically tragic mistake by handing over the U.S. presidency, a coup, in all caps, to the people in the world he hates most hates, and he wants it back now! Exclamation points. I don't think that's probably going to happen, and I still would prefer that he just hammers them on inflation, border, and the fact that they're both socialists, but there you go.
Now, give us a second to enjoy the vision of an angry, senile Joe Biden attempting to steal his presidency back and crash the convention.
Under pressure.
That's right,
they
Joe.
They have got to be in a panic, and we'll be there in Chicago. They've got to be in a panic, because I guess Monday night they're planning to be our tribute to the greatest one-term president in history. Did more in one term than most great presidents do in two terms. He should be on Mount Rushmore, said Nancy Pelosi. They've got to be in a panic about Joe Biden going up there and standing there with his eyes wide and his mouth hanging open.
Right, yeah. How long a speaking slot have they given him?
Wow.
I mean, if I were in charge of the thing, I would try to sell this, and it'd be a tough sell to the sitting president, but I'd say, look, we're going to have like a 45-minute tribute to you, and then we figure you come up and speak for 5 minutes, and then we'll move on with the program. 5 minutes.
This is an interesting tidbit that came from Jake Tapper on CNN.
It was Walz who organized that meeting of Democratic governors to meet with Biden at the White House to express their concerns about his ability to win. It was also Walz, it might be noted, who came out of that meeting and declared Biden perfectly fit for office.
Jake Tapper trying to inject journalism into this. That's not what the right is about anymore. Don't try to come up with a story that's actually very interesting. That just recently, this very Tim Walz is the guy that had the Democratic governors come together and go check and see if Biden's brain was okay. And Walz came out as the spokesman and said, he's perfectly fine. And he's not going to have to answer for that, I guess. All right.
Sure. Well, and all of his colleagues, all of Jake Tapper's colleagues at CNN were muttering behind his back, why can't he get with the program? My God, you hate him so much. He's one of those old-school types who believes that journalists should look at both sides of a question. That's not journalism anymore. All right.
Here's another.
Why nobody watches your damn channel.
Here's another CNN journalist on the speech.
It's been interesting to see him have cross-generational appeal. I mean, he kind of gives off dad vibes, but he's going viral on TikTok videos with his daughter.
Yeah, listen to the delight in her voice.
They are so excited that they've got a couple of people to back and be proud of and hopeful about. Biden was so demoralizing for that crowd, right. And you can understand why. He was
flat batted, kept care.
Well, look, They were going to the Westminster Dog Show with a three-legged dog with fleas in a habit of biting people.
Missing
right?
an eye.
Exactly, and the mange. Well, now they've got a couple of decent-looking dogs. The one they had just said several weeks ago was such a terrible dog, nobody should bring her to the show. But, yeah, so they have the excitement of the shiny new thing.
Yeah, we'll play some Tim Walz for you later, just to give you a vibe of how good he was. But it's going to be a formidable ticket, and I've been saying all day long today, it's whether policy matters or not. If it's personalities... Then they got a hell of a good ticket there. If policy matters to voters anymore, it's a horrible ticket. It's the most left leaning presidential ticket ever in American history.
I was just going to say, particularly for folks who are just tuning in who haven't heard the whole conversation, Tim Walz is a radical leftist lunatic who gives off great Midwestern reasonable vibes. That's his thing. And he is an insidious presence, politically speaking, for those reasons.
Whether it's electric cars or late-term abortion or you name it, the trans stuff, he is way out there. He's left of Gavin Newsom, but he doesn't come off that way. He's just a high school coach born in a small town in Nebraska. I'm just a regular guy who is a radical.
Tampon Tim. Putting tampons in the little boys' rooms in first grade in case any of them decide to be transgender or whatever.
Here's a question
good
for
Lord.
You before we take a break. So Walz yes. made the joke about J.D. Vance having sex with his couch, which is a yes. Internet rumor and not true.
J.D. Vance having sex with J.D. Vance's couch. I just wanted to get the, it's not
right.
Tim Walz's kitty.
If you have sex with my couch, I would be upset with it, too.
That's doubly objectionable, yes. Anyway, and none of it happened, by the way, but back to you.
Does J.D. Vance, I'll bet he does. When Uh-oh. They debate, does he drop a tampon Tim on him in the debate?
Yes. Yes, guaranteed. These times call for that.
They do. That could be a feisty debate, because those two guys are very comfortable with themselves, pretty quick with the line. That could be the debate.
In terms of, like, rhetorical swordsmanship, by far.
Or unwillingness to say wacky, really crazy stuff. That could be very entertaining. I'm all of a sudden, for the first time in my life, excited about a vice presidential debate, which I usually think, why are we even doing this? That could be some must-see television right there.
Right.
Wait,
right.
Do you dress your couch up in panties before you have sex with it? I don't know, tampon Tim. Why don't you tell me?
why don't you put a little boy in a dress and try to convince him he's a girl in front of the audience here?
Oh, boy, I'm getting excited about this just thinking about it. When's that debate?
On the other hand, I'm somewhat afraid that the main event will make me sad for America. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We should check in on the economy, stock market stuff, and a bunch of other stuff. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month.
Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Casa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is now day three of relentless disruptions. And just since Sunday, we've had more than 30,000 delays and cancellations at airports across the country. This is not just Debbie causing problems. We've had these persistent thunderstorms in the Midwest and especially in the Northeast. Ground stops at major airports, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York City, up to Boston. New York City and its three main airports have been hit the hardest in the country.
Oh, yeah. If you're flying today, book the earliest flight so you got more options throughout the day. And be prepared to spend the night wherever your layover is.
Yeah, it's the old cascading delays and cancellations things, and you know, we all know the syndrome. All or almost all of it echoing from the effects of Hurricane Debbie.
My brother, though, he has Spirit Airlines canceled on him before the hurricane for unknown reasons, and he had to spend the night in Boston, got a hotel for $240 plus Uber back and forth. You get nothing for that.
No,
it's really quite amazing. I mean, if I go to a restaurant and expect a meal and don't get the meal, I get something for it. I don't have to pay for it anyway.
Well, if it's weather related, no, though. I mean, otherwise the airlines would all go broke.
Sure.
Their argument.
Sure. His was not weather related, and we've all had delays that aren't weather related.
Sure. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Cancellations.
Well, some of them might be the result of a computer hack, Jack.
Mm.
And this is not partisan politics at all, but I found it really interesting. There's a fairly major effort underway called Undisruptable 27, not to be confused with Project 2025. It's a big coming together of American computer security experts and hackers and whomever else to try to figure out how to be way better at preventing the data breaches, disruptive ransomware attacks, crippling IT outages that have somehow, according to Wired.com, become the norm around the world. In spite of escalating impacts to critical infrastructure and daily life, progress has been intermittent and often fleeting.
Yeah, but isn't this Plan 9 from outer space or whatever it's called, up against the bad guys who are doing the same thing, putting their best bad guys together to figure out how to...
Well, yeah, but you sound like you don't want us to put our best guys up against it.
No, I do. I just wonder who wins.
Well, that's the point that they're trying to put together, as long as we're being ridiculous, the super friends, if you will.
The A-Team.
The A-Team. What's your Marvel Comics... The Avengers?
Avengers, exactly.
I don't know. I'm a grown-up. I watch grown-up fare. But anyway.
Pity the fool who cracks my code.
Josh Corman, who is chief strategist for the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's COVID Task Force in collaboration with project will focus on the critical interdependence of water, food, emergency medical care, and power as the backbone of human safety. We are over-dependent on undependable things. No one should feel comfortable with the potential for harm here or with our current state of defense.
That doesn't surprise me at all. We're in a business where the internet can go down and everything stops in a way that was impossible not that many years ago.
Right. We have become much more capable, except when the power's out, and then we're utterly incapable. We are infants as a society. Our dependence on connected tech has grown faster than our ability to secure it. People have been doing good things, but public policy takes time, and I think this year we need to cross certain thresholds on the sense of urgency. I agree with him 100%. And one of his main motivations to really push this hard came from comments made during that January congressional hearing about cybersecurity threats from China. We talked about this a fair amount at the time. In the hearing, the head guy at the time, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency director, the FBI director, head of the National Cyber thingamajigger, all testified about pressing threats to U.S. critical infrastructure, including specific campaigns the Chinese hacking group known as Volt Typhoon had been conducting to pre-position itself in U.S. water infrastructure. This ought to be every bit the priority as tanks and guns and submarines.
Clearly. Is there any reason why you just can't buy the best people out there, all the bad guys? Just pay them more than they're going to make. Unless they're motivated more by ideology for their countries, but it seems like a lot of the bad guys are just motivated by screwing with people or money. Can you just buy the best minds out there?
That used to be the case, and that's still a significant chunk of it, but no, you would have to infiltrate the Chinese military. They have thousands and thousands of people working at this stuff.
Mm.
Likewise, the Russians and North Koreans. It's state-sponsored actions that are the most dangerous right now.
Yeah, it's horrifying to think that if China can, you know, shut down our water and our cell phones and a variety of things, it isn't going to matter how many nuclear weapons we have.
Right. Right. Well, we're not going to use them anyway.
Right.
There's sludge coming out of the tap, and so we nuke Beijing. It's just unlikely to happen. But, yeah, this is... I really, really feel like we will be caught with our pants down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something to look forward to. Why?
Pull up your cyber pants, America.
Mm. Why would anybody listen to this radio show? Do you want to be afraid? Do you want to be afraid? Do you want to be depressed for the day? Tune in.
Oh, you're gonna, what's the alternative? You're going to bury your head in the sand, you fool, you jackass?
Yes.
Information. That's what we provide here. Take it. Take it whether you like it or not.
And Getty.
Picture this, a stranger with a crowbar pries open a window, or a fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks in your home at 2 a.m.
In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security.
With SimpliSafe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation and sending emergency responders to your door.
With exclusive Live Guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning that the police are on the way.
With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in.
It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security Systems by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running.
Join countless listeners who've found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong to save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. Save that 20%. Do it today. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.